This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Three men charged with stealing millions of dollars in taxpayer money when they were hired to consult on a city payroll program will soon learn their fates. The City Times scandal has been in the headlines for the past few years, ever since it was revealed that a project that was supposed to cost $63 million ballooned to $700 million. Testimony ended yesterday. New York Daily News columnist Juan Gonzalez has been covering the trial and joins us now. Welcome back to WNYC.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
What a complicated, lengthy case this has been. Investigators say the consultants passed along fake charges, hired themselves and their relatives as subcontractors. Catch me up. What have you learned during the trial you didn't know before?
Well, I think what we learned, one, is that that there were key top officials in the private consulting companies that the city hired that were masterminding a scheme. In one case, there was a vice president of SAIC, the giant defense contractor. There was testimony by one of his co-conspirators who's now pled out, that he was basically charging a kickback of $5 per hour for every consultant of the hundreds of consultants who worked on this project that he permitted to work on the project. So that was Gerard Denault, former vice president of SAIC. And whereas another quality control consultant, Mark Mazur, who the city directly hired to be in charge of the project, was himself hiring relatives and friends of his who had their own consulting companies to provide vendors and then charging them 80% of their profits as his own kickback.
What about the city's role in this scandal? Anything new emerge on this front?
Well, that's a $64,000 question. Joel Bondi, who was the director of the city's Office of Payroll and Management, resigned immediately after the arrests began in December of 2010. But he's never been charged, even though there was testimony at the trial that Bondi was present while these co-conspirators were all talking about these bribes and kickbacks. There was an indication by the prosecutors that another top deputy of Mr. Bondi's at the Office of Payroll has since been cooperating with prosecutors, but he has not been charged either. So the big mystery is, how was it possible that for 10 years, this huge and massive bribery and kickback scandal was occurring and no one in city government was aware of it? I would say that this is not over, because obviously there are two fugitives in the case.
Yeah, tell me about them.
Husband and wife team, Reddy and Padma Allen, who ran this company called Technodyne, which received about $360 million as a subcontractor to SAIC on this project. The prosecutors traced about $50 million that they sent out of the country to India to companies controlled by their relatives there, and the government is now trying to extradite them to stand trial.
When can we expect a verdict?
The final closing arguments of defense over this morning, and the case will be going to the jury this afternoon. I guess we'll know in the next few days.
And city time, what does Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio inherit when he takes office in January?
Not only with city time, but with a lot of other technology programs that were initiated during the Bloomberg administration, a problem that increasingly is occurring in not only city and state governments, but we're seeing it now with the federal government with the Obamacare website, is that computer companies often promise governments miracles of technology, but then end up costing the taxpayers a lot more money than they expected.
Juan Gonzalez is a columnist with the New York Daily News. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This is WNYC.